waiting here until we get James on. And I've got Sabrina Hurtado here.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thursday night. Always a good time.
All right. And Sarah is, I don't know if she's here yet. Sarah Landucci will be joining us.
Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Hello, Sarah.
Hey. Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to have you on board, Sarah. It's been a while since we talked, since the last two weeks ago.
Yeah.
So what's been new in your world?
What's been new in my world? It's always, you know, every single day I get a stretch of something new, and it's really fun. I'm waiting for my next bottle, and I actually accidentally, like, took the whole bottle too soon, so it's pretty funny.
So how do you mean you took the bottle too soon? You drank more than you usually do?
Yeah, well, I mean, because I was taking a half a teaspoon twice a day, and I guess that was pretty much, if you were to take that twice a day, you would only finish the bottle within 2 weeks. So I just finished it in 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you notice any big differences?
Well, it was a better dosage for me, but... Yeah, you know, nothing really, no new testimonial right in this minute.
Right.
But what about you guys? I'm excited to hear about the stories. I know Matthew had a great email, and I'm really stoked on hearing what he's got to say and about the RNA babies from Sabrina.
Yeah. Well, tell Sabrina, why don't you go ahead and start on that?
Okay, great. I would be more than happy to do that.
So I'll kind of guide you along here. So, how many months were you, Sabrina, when you first wanted to take the RNA drops into your pregnancy?
Well, actually, Leora was born middle of October, and I believe you had the first bottle was sent to you in November, so I had a newborn baby.
Okay.
But I believe it had been briefly talked about, you know, leading up to that. So, of course, I was quite interested.
Yeah, didn't Ian say something about you should wait? Because you were, obviously, I was on them a lot longer than you were, but he said you should wait. For what reason?
He said that I shouldn't introduce anything into my system because I... You know this, but nurse our babies, so everything that I had, our baby, you know, our baby would be getting straight through to me. And so they said that I wasn't to engage the drops until the baby was either a year old or until she was done nursing. I believe they first said until she was done nursing, and if I would have done the same with her as I did with our first, it would have been 3 years before I'd start on the drops, and that I just, I did not want to do that. I wanted to take them right away.
Yeah. So you started on the Realign first, and how long did you have to take that before you started the drops?
So what happened was, after she was 3 months old, so it was about January or February or so, maybe 6 months old. She was about 6 months old. I had astral traveled and had begged Ian to let me take the drops. And so before one of our sessions, they brought up to me that you'd come and ask their permission, and Ian has said that it's all right for you to start now and that this is how you're going to do it. And how they had me start was in one capsule of Realign a day for about 2 weeks, I believe. Anywhere from 2 weeks to a month, I started on the Realign. And then they had me go up to two capsules a day. for about 2 weeks or so. And then so after the Realign was in my system for about a month, meaning, you know, the baby's there again, another month older, which every day after a baby's been born is worlds of aging in every day. So she was quite a bit more mature. And then they allowed me to start on one drop under the tongue in the morning, one drop a day. And then I was at one drop a day for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, and so basically you had to start really, that's a really small amount. Mm-hmm. Why did Ion say such a small amount for 2 weeks? What was the time period all about?
I believe they were monitoring what was going on. So, because you were making appointments with them almost every other day, we were talking to them so often that I was checking in with them quite frequently, and then they would let me know, okay, in a couple more days you can go up to two drops in the morning, one drop at night, you know, and they'd let me know, but it was around every 2 weeks I could introduce one other drop. And the reason being of the time frame is to see how she was doing with it and to see how our systems were doing with it.
So as far as we know, you are the first, RNA baby mama, right?
First RNA baby mama.
Yeah.
And what they'd said is also that if someone is pregnant, because they'd known that people would be asking pregnancy questions, if somebody's already pregnant, it's not wise to introduce the drops. But if somebody is on the drops already and then they become pregnant, then that's perfectly wonderful. And from what I know, I believe we've got hopefully she's listening out there, but I believe we've got somebody out there that let me know about some good news, that I think we might have another RNA baby on the way.
Good. Well, so tell me this. So Leora is the first RNA baby born.
Yep.
Tell everybody about Leora. What did you notice that was different from our son George? I mean, George is amazing, but what happened with Leora? Tell me a little bit about her.
She's brilliant. In one of our sessions, I wonder if we've got the clip anywhere segmented out, I'm not sure, but Ian was very clear about how clearly communicative that she would be. She'd be very, very precise and very clear about her communication. And at a very young age, she's very mature in her gestures. All I know, she speaks in full sentences, and she has been for quite a while, very clear sentences, and she's only a year and a half old, but she'll pronunciate things in a way where she'll stop people in their tracks and look at her as if, did that just come out of her?
Nice. I notice everybody that sees Leora and listens to her talk, even myself, being her father, every time she speaks, it's just clear as day. It's like I'm talking to a 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you know, Sarah, you work with little kids.
Oh yeah, I do all the time. So,
and that's
they're already highly smart, intelligent, but some of them stick out, and it sounds like she's definitely stuck out early on. For them to speak, how old is she now?
She's she's born in October, so. She's
speaking clear sentences it really just, I mean, that's just amazing. And I'm around them all the time, and, you know, I know what to look for is these milestones. And she probably was she probably achieved all her milestones at a, you know, fast rate, too, you know, crawling.
Yes, she did. And the one thing, this is one that sticks out in my head now that you'd asked me earlier, Matthew, of, like, what stuck out clear. please and thank you. She's the most polite baby. I think I wanted to try. I wish I would have written down when I noticed she was starting to say please and thank you. She was just this little baby saying thank you and please, and people would look and say, did she just say that?
Yeah.
She's like, ready to go. She's like, hey, humans, you know, I'm here. I'm, thank you, please, and thank you. I'm ready to have fun with y'all.
Yep.
Well, I think Roseanne wants to get in on line one. We should see what she's going to add here.
Hey, Roseanne.
Hey, Roseanne. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, long time no talk, guys. I'm so glad to hear you back on. And the range is hearing you all on this show and that. I just want to step in for a moment and share a little story that I thought was quite interesting. I've had my RNA, and I haven't had it for a couple months, but I know I'm changing my auto ship order several times due to being out of work and stuff. I really appreciate you guys working with me on that.
Oh, no problem.
But anyway, I've been back on it for, I guess, now a month or so. And here's my story I wanted to share with you, because it seems like when I got back on it, actually things start shifting and changing with me right away. I'll give you a little background of a friend of mine that I've been seeing for about 3 years. He's a very spiritual, unique type of person. And the first year I met him, you know, it was awesome. And then after about a year, my issues start coming out on his side, which never changed the person who he was. He's just a great person, very caring, loving, and so forth. But he has a problem with, let's just say, drinking, okay? So that comes out a little bit after a year that we met. Well, I've been hanging on with this person because when I first met him, it was never about the issues. I never knew about it. So I really didn't want to believe that he had issues, because I knew this other part of him that was so wonderful. So with all that said, we've been kind of in and out of our relationship with one another. So last weekend, we had gone to the beach. We had a brother down there. We'd gone down the beach to visit. We decided to stay for 3 days. We ended up staying 5 days. Now, one of those days, we were biking on the island down in Charleston. And we're biking along, and we're just having a nice time. It was in the afternoon. And we're going through some little neighborhoods, and there's a white post on each side of the street. And he's ahead of me, and I'm like, stop, stop. He's like, what? And I go, check out the post here. I go, what does it say? And he says, it says ION. It had I-O-N, and it was like vertical, the way it was said.
Wow.
I'm like, where does that come from? And he took RNA for a while, and I'll tell you a story later. And he's not really been on it as much as I have. And I said, that is just, I don't know, it's just catching me by guard. So we continued riding, and in my mind I'm thinking, what does that mean? Why is that in front of us, ION? I just got back on the RNA. There's got to be some symbolism going on here. And it just stuck with me all afternoon. So at the end of the evening, we had all gone out with his brother and his girlfriend, and we had one of those golf carts that you take around the island. So we had gone to this restaurant where we had taken the golf cart up over this bridge that we weren't supposed to be doing that, because I guess when we go over the bridge at nighttime, you're not supposed to be in the golf cart, whatever. But he's pretty risky, and he wanted to take that trip, so we did. It was about a half-hour trip. We went outside, had dinner at this place. And before we had left after dinner, he was asking the bartender, I have this golf cart. We need to get back to the island with it. What do you suggest? What route? And the bartender said, well, you're probably simply driving that golf cart, because right now you're in the wrong county. If they catch you driving that golf cart, you know, it could be a problem for you. So in the meantime, they're trying to figure out a place to drive it, back alleys of the streets, so we can get over to the bridge and so forth. And I kind of had this feeling when we're having dinner, things weren't right anyway, because I just was getting this funny feeling like okay, she took this risk. I'm not feeling good about it. Now he's talking to the bartender. This is not good. So we leave the restaurant, and we're going in the back alley, trying to, you know, go to the back street to get back to where we need to get. And right before you know it, there's a police officer. And he turned his lights on us. They stopped, and he says, sir, where do you think you're going? He goes, well, we're trying to get back to the island. He goes, sir, you know that you cannot be driving a golf cart in the back alleys of this place. I could give you a ticket right now. And he said, no, I did not know that. He asked where we were from. He said, from Charlotte. He goes, well, I'm sorry, but you cannot be going. You need to stop this cart right now, and you need to get out, and you need to call a cab, and you leave the car here, and you got to come back tomorrow, because right now I could give you a ticket for doing that.
Oh, no.
There's a lot more to the story, but I'll just make it short and brief right now. We had to walk out of the car, leave it behind. As we're walking down the street, as the caller cab, we had parked the cart in the dark, and guess where it was? Right where the sign that said Ion.
Oh, my gosh.
And he looked at it. That's where we are. I said, where? He goes, we're right next to the sign we've seen earlier today. It says Ion.
Oh, my goodness. So did you drive the car back, or did you have to get a cab?
Well, we had to leave it there. But here's the real inside story. When that afternoon, I began this story, as I told you, that my friend had somewhat of an issue drinking. Well, when we were in that cart, he had been drinking, right? And I was not feeling good about it at all. And when I saw that sign early in the day, I said, I don't know, this must mean something. There must be some meaning to this. And after the whole thing has happened, what came to me was, there's something telling me about this person. About
right.
Exactly what I'm feeling inside about that issue. And it happened right then and there. So
it's so awesome when there's confirmations with thoughts that you're having, and then when they're so clear, you know, it can be enough for you to know it's a confirmation of what you know.
Yeah, what did you take from that, Roseanne? What did you get from the meaning of all that?
Well, Matthew, right now, it kind of just, you know what? It's everything I've been feeling for the longest time, and kind of fighting my feelings and kind of fighting the whole situation, because what I know and what I thought might change, this whole thing has been an issue, this relationship. It just brought to life that, you know, what has been in the back of your mind, you've been fighting it. It's there, it's real, and you can't change it. And it made me realize some things that, you know, there's a situation where I was felt like I was put into a situation that I should have never been put in, but yet I really knew what the situation was, and I never walked away.
Right.
So it's interesting.
Well, it's pretty symbolic. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my latest RNA story. Anyway, I'm back on it. And, yeah, it's bringing a lot of things to the forefront right now for me.
Right?
Yeah, sometimes you got to go with those signs, you know, literally, the sign.
Yeah, but maybe I wanted to take a picture. They said Ion. I was going to send it to you guys, and I was going to do it. The next time I'm there, I'm going to do it.
What is it for, do you know? What the sign was? Is this Ion showing up?
Yeah, it was a post. It was a wooden post on the corner of the street that we were going through, and it said Ion.
Huh. Interesting.
But, yeah. But anyway, I want to share that story, guys. It was great, you know, having you guys back on the show. I'm really enjoying it.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in, Roseanne. It's always good to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. And feel free to call us, too, you know, and send an email every now and then, but call us on our landline.
Okay, I sure will. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank
you.
Thanks, Roseanne.
All right, we should bring Yuri on. I think Yuri's been on hold, too.
Hello.
Hey, Yuri, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you guys doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Cool, cool. So what you'd like for me to talk about? I got tons of juicy, juicy details on experiences.
All right. Let's do it. Let's talk about it.
Oh, man. All right, so I'm sure you guys have heard of the Carpenters, right? You know, that group from the 70s, the brother and the sister.
Yeah.
There was a song called Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft.
Okay.
You know that?
I don't know that one, no.
Do you have a clip?
Look it up.
Come on, Yuri, you better have a clip.
A clip
of the song.
do you want me to play it? I would love to play it for you.
Yeah, I was going to pull it up on YouTube right now. So what is it about that song? What happened?
Well, let's just say the lyrics are very, very much true. And I really got the message of the song after, you know, it pretty much connected to a number of waves I was actually writing for the past couple of hours, I would say. I'm going to tell you how many, you know, because you do the math and you come up and figure it out. But let's just say, like, you know, I felt like I was literally under Ion's armpit, you know, per se. I felt very close to him. So I had a bit of an adventure in the past couple of hours, and I'm very, very glad that I'm safe and sound, and I'm here sitting down with you guys right now, telling you.
Right on.
Because I think that you really needed to hear this. But let me bring up the song for you right now, The Carpenters. You guys love Macs, by the way? Like Mac computers, like Macintoshes?
No, I'm not on a Mac at all.
Why not?
I'm not a designer, so I usually just use a PC that serves me right now. But maybe in the future.
You're a designer. You know, I think you have it in your heart, you know. It's just that Mac is like the perfect... It's the perfect accessory, you know. It's the perfect accessory for simplicity, you know. But, you know, anyway... I'm just trying. Oh, here we go. I'm a good, clear version.
I wonder if it's going to play all right over the phone.
Can you hear it?
Upon
the recitation we're about to say. Calling occupants.
Nice. I'll play the chorus.
Perfect.
Nice, Yuri.
So yeah, it goes on for about like 5 more minutes, but that's pretty much like a big, heavy amount of meat from the song, and yeah, I had my mind blown so many times during this week. It was quite amazing. But you know, kind of working backwards from my experiences, I got this reminder to actually watch a cartoon about an alien and a little robot who's kind of stupid, and they're sent to Earth by mistake to invade it. And this alien, this little robot, they don't succeed. They're just having like all this horrible time on Earth because they're trying so hard, you know. So I was watching this, and there was an episode where humans found one of their craft. It was just like, you know, a simple craft, just to, you know, it's like a tow truck. So the alien actually kind of like hologrammed it as a pig. So the next morning, humans found it, and it was for this, like, UFO convention, and they thought it was, like, something that was sent down from the gods. And what's great about this is that, like, by the end of the show, after they escaped with it, they crashed through a presentation about aliens, fact or fiction. So as soon as the alien and the little robot crashed through the roof, he stood up on the stage, and the emblem that was there was saying, aliens, fact, and the end of it was actually blocked where it says fiction, and the other end of it actually shows the letters I-O-N. So it was like perfect synchronicity right there.
Nice.
So, oh my God, I want to share this with you guys so bad. I'm really sorry about it. But, I have to say, RNA really cleared up everything for me to receive the messages clearly, you know? And, it really took things to a new level, after I started really listening to myself. And, you know, like, I've had a lot of really amazing friends, like Sarah, for example, if she's still around. Is she? Is she still on the line?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
What's up, girl? But, you know, I had amazing friends, you know, amazing support, like Sarah and a couple of other people who were going and who were on their own journey of ascension. And, you know, like, they kind of helped me along the way. And I would say, like, last night pretty much peaked the hell out of it because I really woke up. And it was shocking and beautiful at the same time. But let's just say, like, you know, we have so much support backing us. Like, it's ridiculous. I mean, for us to be under the wing of Bob and Ion and Carolyn and stuff, that's freaking huge, man. Like, most people don't even make it this far to really, like, find amazing, you know, people like these guys who actually want to, like, give us the knowledge. So I'm thinking, like, you know, all right, cool, you know, it's a good little synchronicity, but when you realize you're psychic, it's a whole other world, because that's what I pretty much realized last night. So,
right. that happens on the drops. When I started the drops, I would have these astral travels. I was always traveling, but I started traveling, like, almost in the middle of a waking experience where I would be laying in my bed, and I'd be fully conscious, and then all of a sudden I'd, like, close my eyes for a split second, and I would just be in another place. And it was so vivid and so accurate that when I would bring it up to Ion would describe that I was there. I used to visit JW, you know, random times, and I'd walk through his house and, you know, hang out with him. And then there was other times I had the same thing with the alien thing. I had this one at 3 a.m. one time. And all of a sudden, it was like the end of the world, and I was, you know, obviously the distributor of the RNA drops, and I had this group of people that were so upset because they were on their drops, and they thought that, you know, it didn't help them ascend to the level they wanted. And then all of a sudden, like, I started, like, levitating, and Ion said that was going to happen. And then I approached these people, and I'm like, check this out, and I was levitating. And everybody started all of a sudden unleashing their own ability to do the same thing. And it was just pretty cool. And Ion had this metaphoric meaning behind all of that, but it was pretty neat.
That's pretty amazing, man. So you're saying you had some little alien encounters too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow. It's pretty interesting. Wow.
Matthew, you were levitating?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, in fact, when I first started the drops, I remember my center of gravity shifted, and I thought I was going to levitate in my store. When I would be working at the nutrition store, I was walking, and my right side of my body was, like, almost lighter than my left side. So when I'd walk, it was really awkward, and kind of scared the heck out of me. And Ion said, well, your desire is to levitate, so be careful with those words of yours, you know. And I was like, oh, boy. You know, I'd rather be stuck to the ground right now, Ion. And Ion was like, oh, no, you've already created it.
So you have to see, you just have to accept, you know, the responsibility of nurturing it and maturing it. And who knows, you might be flying around in a couple of months.
Yeah.
Unless you do that already.
Well, No, I don't levitate right now. I've kind of put the kibosh on that. I've been overlaying new creations to keep me more grounded because, you know, here's another story. Okay, so before the RNA drops, I was doing, I could do like 12 pull-ups, you know, because I wasn't a pull-up guy and I always liked to work out, but back wasn't my thing. And when I got on the RNA drops, I remember I stopped working out for a couple of months because Ion said there's no point anymore because I could keep my tone and my muscularity without having to do what I used to have to do. So I eventually got bored of that, and I went over to my pull-up bar, and all of a sudden I did one set, perfect set, and I did, it was like 28 of them perfectly. And I said, holy shit. I'm like, Sabrina, did you see that? I'm like, I just did 28 pull-ups. I've never done that many. And it just, it blew my mind. And then Ion said that it was my center of gravity shifting, like I'm lighter than is. So when I was doing it, it's almost like cheating because I was 200 pounds, but yet I was almost floating myself up.
Wow. So you're probably like just like levitating like throughout your exercises and stuff. That's pretty smooth, man. It's really.
Yeah. Yeah, well, apparently I'm not the only one having this experience. Somebody else is going to speak about that in a second, but that, you know, these things happen. They're hard to explain, and the biggest lesson I've learned is Ion's taught me to stop trying to use my mind to gauge what's happening because in my case, my mind freaks out, so I have to let that go.
Okay, so I mean, if you stop using your mind, so what else do you use? Just your body, the other brains that are in your cells, you know, or what? Really?
I think you start using your knowing. I'm sure you've noticed that where it's like something is known, you don't have to really run it around back and forth in your mind and try to look at it every which angle anymore. It's kind of like you just relax a little bit, and then the awareness and the knowing just shows up, and you're like, God, I know this.
Great.
I was doing that actually, but I just didn't know what it was or what it was called. It was like, oh, I guess I'm just kind of surfing. That's what I usually call it.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. but it feels very nice. It's like, I don't know. I guess Cloud 9 would be the. Like, you know, the closest expression that's quite limited, you know, for the accuracy I'm looking for. But I would say it's just, like, it's just awesome, you know. Like, I don't know, man. And you meet some interesting people, too. I would say that. Like, even though, you know, the whole I am been going on, you end up finding, like, you end up gravitating to other people who are going through kind of, like, their own type of I am in a way. So
yeah.
That really blew my mind. That confirmed all of my questions, and I think that like that night, I think like all of my life's questions have been answered. And I never thought I would be saying this, but it can really be that incredible and true for these things to happen, you know.
Would you call this the ascension then? Is that, would you call it your ascension process? Is that what you think is happening?
I would definitely say yes about that because all of the things that are connected to the signs of ascending, I think were just confirmed, you know, in that evening because. I would say like it's amazing, like your environment really confirms it in so many ways, just through people, through symbology, like, you know, and just how things are laid out around you, you know, people who come into your life and say certain things, and not even say anything, even think something, and like you'll be lucky. I don't know. I really think like the RNA drops are like luck in a bottle, you know, like supreme luck, concentrated luck in a bottle, because. It definitely cleared up everything for me to actually really connect with people much better, you know. And like, you know, there's some contrasts I'm still going through because, you know, there were some ways that I came off to people, you know, like a little while ago, you know, where I wasn't really aware of. But it's like it's now reaching a point where, you know, I have to, you know, accept, you know, my actions towards them even though they weren't intentional. And, you know, either I just coast with the same thing or I make the necessary change in order to continue those friendships or relationships or whatever they are, you know? So,
right.
I would say, you know, it's trippy, man.
Yeah, well, it is. It feels like it's a different, like, I know when I first started taking the drops, the first thing I noticed was I felt like I had, like, shifted into a parallel universe instantly, because all of a sudden people were nicer to me that, you know, usually didn't respond at all.
Yeah. Isn't it, like, beautiful to really see that you can, like, connect to people, but you know, at the same time, it's just like you don't need conversation. It's just like it's that knowingness, you know. You just like boom, connect, and you're on their level. And sometimes certain people might even come into your life based on like certain actions from other people who are closest to you, like your family. It's like, you know, we're actually connecting right now because your brother or your sister actually met me, you know, or like an extension of me, you know, through their life. And that's why you see me connecting with them, which is actually like one of my experiences, for example. So
yeah,
I would say it's like you find some really interesting shit going on, man. It's like, oh, you know, like it's delicious just thinking about
it.
But you know, I just want to say, you know, like, you know, it's actually really great talking with you guys, because I really love actually sharing this, because, you know, it's like everyone else would think I'm kind of crazy, you know?
You are. You are
crazy.
I know.
Am I.
And anybody that denies that they're crazy is just trying to deny their inner child that's just really living, but they're just stuffing it. So, yes, you're amongst the crazies. Keep going.
But it feels great.
Being crazy and feeling crazy is the best in the world.
I got to tell you, Yuri, that my life changed the first time back when I was 23, I think. And at the time, you know, I was doing my job and I hated my life because I thought I'm going to work this dead end job forever and that's it. There's no future for me. I was all in that mindset, and I met, you know, the craziest wacko guy in the world, and he was a self-made multimillionaire. And, you know, just listening to him talk, I thought this guy is batshit out of his mind, but I love it, you know. And I just hung on to him, you know, until I found, you know, you just go from
one crazy to another.
You just go from one crazy to another. And
then he met me.
Well, then now I have Bob, and Bob's the craziest of all. But look at him; he's the most successful. So I'm like, hey, that's where I want to be, you know.
Hey, we got a note in from Tina from Crystal River. Her message says, is this the new gate of Teleshow? Great,
yes.
With a music clip to boot. Levitating is so fun indeed. Well, this isn't the new gate of Teleshow, but it is the cash flow show, right?
Ooh.
And we hijacked it from James Martinez. Now he's chiming in later.
No, we're not hijacking it.
So he thinks.
No.
Ta-da!
Yeah. Well, it was good talking to you, Yuri. And call in again next week. And, you know, the show's on every Thursday, so there's plenty of opportunity to share these stories.
There's plenty of crazies out there.
Yes. But, you know, I have to say we're the sanest. Or like the crazies are the sanest ones.
Absolutely.
But yes, thank you guys for having me. I love you all. Take care.
We got nothing but love for you, Yuri. Thanks for calling in.
Oh my God, I know. I feel it. Stop it. It tickles. I never felt RNA love before. It's delicious, but I gotta take a cold shower now. So I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Yuri.
Take care of that.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, let's welcome Mitch onto the call.
Looks like we've got about 10 minutes before we're probably gonna have to take a break.
Yeah, that's fine. We can get Mitch on and start. Going through some of the stories he wants to share.
Mitch, are you there?
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, crystal clear.
Oh,
hey, Mitch.
Like, yes, I'm here then. Then I'm here.
Woohoo!
Cool. Good to talk to you guys. How you guys doing? I already know you guys are doing fine. I've been listening, so.
Actually, yeah. That's an understatement. We're doing awesome, Mitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still working on my wordy words.
I saw this picture the other day on Facebook where there's this frog, and it said that frog had, "I'm suffering from this disease called awesomeness, but you don't understand it because you don't have it." But I thought, yeah, that's what I got going on.
I don't know what to talk about, I guess. We got
a few minutes here before the break. Let's talk about, you have a story about some money that you just manifested, Tell me that story, because tell me how it all, well, let's just start laying the groundwork out, and then we'll get into it in the second hour, but you're fairly new to ION, so just tell everybody how you discovered ION, and let's start laying the groundwork out.
Okay, well, first of all, I guess me and you kind of met on Facebook. I'm not even sure how we really hooked up. I know just Facebook, you find people. And we started chatting. So that was the connection. And then, of course, when you hear about the RNA drops, you got to end up trying them because you just have to. And so I guess I was considering the idea, and I started looking around on YouTube, and then I found these crazy people that caught my attention. And that was that.
Yeah.
And that led me to ION and Bob and all you guys. And so I guess that's really how it started.
Yeah, and what's unique about you, Mitch, is that you're the first non-INet that's called in, because you haven't really even been around when ION was around. And I found you through Facebook because you were posting, I saw the progression when you were talking about, I'm going to be an affiliate marketer and you guys just watch, I'm going to be successful. And then all of a sudden you were like, hey, I'm doing $100 a day, and now I'm doing $200 a day. And on the progression went, I thought, this guy's serious. This guy really is a successful guy. I'm like, I want to meet this guy.
Well, the whole thing was, it started, I don't think I have time to tell the whole story behind this, but it started, when, you know, kind of with a bump on the head. we'll leave it at that until I get into the story after the break, because it's probably going to take me longer than we have before the break to tell that story. But there's a clip. I'm not sure what I called it here. Let me see where. Allowing something about allowing the money to come in. It was one of the sessions that Matt let me in on between him and ION, and it kind of explains what I had been going through. I've been kind of like learning. I learned through the Your Wish Is Your Command CD set with Kevin Trudeau. I was really getting into that, and that kind of taught me that I can kind of do whatever the hell I want and make it happen real fast if I do it the right way. And of course, after that, RNA drops and ION just seem to be the next step, you know, one step after another, and just learning from a new person all the time and learning new things. And it's been absolutely amazing how fast my life has changed in the last year or so. You know, it's just about, like, I decided this is what I'm going to do, and you know, people were like, that's a waste of your time. And I'm like, well, no, it'd be a waste of your time, because you can't do it. I can, no. So, yeah, I guess that's how it all got started.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I don't see that, I don't see that clip. It's not the how to allow the, is that what it is?
Yeah, that would have been the one. It's probably the clips about, I think
August 20th.
Yeah, August 20th. How to allow money, or how to allow. That's the one.
I'm gonna play this clip, Mitch, and then after the hour, we have our correspondent from Japan calling in, Akito, and he's gonna start the hour. And hopefully, I can keep you on the line so that when he's finished, we can get back to you and keep this conversation going. Because I wanna hear these RNA stories that you got and some of these other ones that you have.
Yeah, I've got some pretty cool stories, so yeah, I'll be on the line.
All right, here goes the clip.
Cool.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, okay, good, because I thought I was having a chiropractic issue there for a minute.
No, you're having a baby issue.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Cards. Four jacks. One of each kind, obviously.
Okay.
A vase, like you put something in. I don't know if it's like a plant or a something. I don't know, but it's a something. A vase.
All right.
Okay, that's all. Now we can start. It's going to be fun, by the way.
Good.
Okay, we're getting ready. Is the speaker on, Cal? The speaker was on, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're ready to do, well, I guess let's say, greetings, Ion.
Good evening.
Okay, Matthew?
Hey, Ion.
Hey.
I wanted to go more in the positive direction, like this call, and focused on like understanding just how to bring in, how to allow in the money and the supply, and then getting the understanding that it's already there. Like,
well, first of all, quit trying to understand things.
Okay.
Overlay them. You got rules and regulations that are confounding you. So get over the rules and regulations. Quit trying to climb up under things and stand up lest you get the sore head. Let it flow. Follow your bliss and let that bliss flow. Let money flow freely and easily to you. And don't care where it comes from. Don't predicate yourself into a less than position. Just focus on whatever it is that you're joined to with that and allow money to flow freely and easily to you, and quit thinking about the money. And then the money will find you. Because what's happening is you're trying to get the dynamic. Now, gosh, we're starting to use wordy words. You're trying to encapsulate the program to fine-tune the program so it cranks the wheel and more falls out of the bucket. Well, forget there's a wheel. Forget there's something to grind it. Forget there's a bucket. Okay? And when that happens, then it just flows. And then you don't even notice. And then the next, and you're better off than you've ever been. For people.
Oh yeah.
You're tearing it up. You're tearing it up, and that's okay. But see, now you're in the best place you could be, and that's not any good anymore. Now, okay. Now I've got this. Now next. And that's what we were talking about from day one when you were falling away, considering infidelity, running all over the place, wondering whether or not you're going to live or die, and all that gobbledy stuff. So now you're in a great, great, great place, and you're going, okay, now, Ion, now let's be positive. Well, we're being positive. We're positive. You got it. I'm perfectly happy where I am and ready for more. Well, that ready for more opens up a great place because, you know, we turn around and turn the mirror on you and go, you know, you were falling apart before, and now you're stable and together, and you got that under your breast. You should be on the building, naked, dancing, that you figured it all out, and instead, you're like, okay, now, let's get serious now. We're going to get this together now. We figured out something. Well, just continue the way you've gotten where you are, just with the natural ebb and flow, and allow your quiver to become larger, because your quiver will be full. Can't help it.
Okay, I'm understanding that. It's like
overlaying.
Overlaying. Yeah, for like a few days at the store, it would, you know, when I was worried, the money, I would just worry myself sick, and then I'd be like, you know what, I'm just gonna go play the guitar in the back, have fun, and just do whatever, and then all of a sudden it got better and the numbers just shoot back up again.
Yeah, but we told you don't base your business on August anyway.
Oh, no. I'm glad you did, because I was a little concerned there for a while, but then I remembered that you told me
that's
August
right.
Was going to be August.
August is August. You've got too many There's too many constrictions on the schedule. Everybody's schedule changed. Everybody's back in school. Everybody's laying out commitments for money in different places, different ways. But let September come and then everything changes. You base your business on January, not on August.
Right.
Because January is when everybody's had too many Yule logs, and they want the vitamins and the powders and the puffery and the motions, lotions, potions, and snake oils to make them all be greased up again. Okay? So...
Yeah.
Success of RNA Drops. Today, tomorrow, and the next day, you're going to hear even more positive testimonials from all over the world. Included in the positive results of these products is that of Renew and Realign. For further details, go to jamesmartinezrnadrops.com. That's jamesmartinezrnadrops.com. Feel free to listen to the 2 hours of testimonials, and many of you know already, this is a special time for the world. And now it's your special time. Join us and participate in the greatest product to hit the market ever. You heard it right. I said ever. Tell your friends, tell your family, take your life, and take your power back. James Martinez, RNADrops.com.